Welcome to the Small Business Show. I'm your host, Lori Brooks. This week, I had the pleasure of chatting with Ariana King, designer, entrepreneur, and mom of four. Ari, welcome, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. Certainly. I'm so excited.
I'm excited to have you. So I'm super excited to dive into your journey. But before we do, I want to rewind the clock just a bit.
Okay.
Let's go back to the days of, say, junior high or high school, a time when an elder would ask you what it is you wanted to be when you grow up. What was the answer to that question?
So high school, the answer would have always been a fashion designer.
Yes.
I've honestly been designing clothes since I was 7, drawing stick figures and making little t-shirts and bedazzling things and dressing up my Barbies. And when I got to high school, I decided, like, this is really what I love. Like, mm-hmm. I wake up, I read magazines, I read books, I look at blogs, like, I plan my outfits. Like, this is what I love to do, and this is what I want to pursue in my life when I become an adult. So,
when you become an adult, I love it. You are so cute. Oh, goodness, fashion is where it is for you. It's always been that way.
Yeah.
So, what was it that helped you when you decided, okay, I want to go full entrepreneur. I want to be a fashion designer. I want my line to be known. What was it that you feel really helped you or sparked that pivot in your journey to make you really kind of embark on entrepreneurship?
Honestly, having a child, mm-hmm. and just working in the retail industry and just seeing, see other brands grow. And then I had my son and I realized, like, I want to be able to create something for him,
yes.
like establish something so that, you know, when he grows up, he can decide to, you know, participate as well, or just have that generational wealth.
Right.
And I said, if I can sit here and I can be in retail, sell clothes and work with other brands, I can do that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I learned the skills through different brands. So I wanted to take that and, you know, use it for myself and create my own brand and legacy and, you know, have something for my kids.
Awesome. I love it. So you really took into account the skills and opportunities that you had in front of you as it was, and then kind of took that, matched it up with your passion, and decided that it was time to move forward.
Yeah.
So tell us about your clothing line.
So I have a clothing line. It's called Ari King. It's named after me, obviously. it's basically a women's clothing line that caters to all sizes between extra small and 3X. It's really catered to the woman who is fearless, who loves fashion, who doesn't take herself too seriously, who loves her body no matter what it looks like, and is just, you know, wanting to go out and make a statement everywhere she goes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Statement pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great line.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. So do you have any pieces that you'd like to share?
Currently,
we can always cut it
okay.
out. Don't worry. I just figured I'd ask just in case,
yeah.
like, you know what I mean? But we'll cut that out. Don't worry. So, excellent. No, I'm really excited about the brand. Tell us how it is people go about ordering clothes from you, or how it is they can get in touch with you in order to go ahead and begin purchasing pieces from your line.
So I do have an online website. I do a lot of my marketing on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter. So you can, you know, reach out to me via the website, which is arikingofficial.com, or on Instagram, which is arikingofficial as well, same as TikTok and Twitter. I do custom, so there's always a custom
nice.
Form if you'd like to have a custom, or you can just go shop online. Yeah,
awesome.
On the website.
Awesome. So I'll make sure that we include a link to that on the show.
Awesome.
Definitely. If you had the opportunity to go back, say, 10 to 15 years,
mm-hmm.
and tell yourself just one thing, what do you think that would be?
It would probably be two things. The first thing would be, for me personally, would be to not enter into college. Just mm-hmm. for me, it didn't help me, gain any new insight or build any skill or anything like that. Just personally for me, I think it just kind of confused things for me a little bit. And the second thing would be to be consistent, to just start. I wish that I could tell myself where I was at 17 or 18, you know, doing these little fashion shows that I thought weren't really big things, so I just didn't continue with it. I wish I could tell myself, even if it's small, the smallest things can snowball into something really big. Right. So consistency would be the thing I would tell myself. Stay consistent.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that. Really making sure that you figure out what that passion is before you're investing in any sort of movement forward. And really taking into account, and now I just lost my train of thought. I apologize.
That's okay, but you were going, because I was like, oh,
girl. I really just lost my train of thought there and like, okay, consistency. But, and I apologize, I just did that. I don't even know how that just happened.
We're going to cut this all out, so it
doesn't matter. We really are, so I'll get there.
Yeah, but it sounds really good so far. I hope so.
It'll be a great episode.
At least we'll have a lot of bloopers.
Yes, exactly. So consistency was the first thing with paying for college. And then the second thing was, well, no, it was saving for college and then consistency. Yeah. So definitely, no, I agree. Really kind of taking the time to figure out what that passion is before you invest in yourself to move forward with it. And then really being consistent with your efforts towards the journey, because it is super important to be consistent. When you don't have the consistency, it's much more difficult for you to be known or visible or to have the brand, even something that people are going to be capable of recognizing. Right. So, you know, and even the small pieces of the journey are super important, and you have to share or really appreciate those small wins throughout the journey. Like you mentioned, those smaller shows that you were doing in the beginning probably could have helped you to further the brand at this point had you continued with them. But I, from what I understand, the way I take it is that you kind of took a pause from it or took a step back, feeling as though it wasn't truly contributing to the journey that you were looking forward to. So, but it was in the industry, and that is the important part. And so when someone finds that opportunity in the industry to gain that experience or get their brand or their products known, it is an important piece to really kind of make sure that you move forward with that and follow through. So Ari, what would you say if you had a magic wand and could change anything at all in the fashion industry or in your brand in particular, if you could change anything at all by waving a magic wand, what would that be, and how do you feel it would truly affect your brand or the industry as a whole?
The industry as a whole, I feel like, and it's starting, I do want to say that, is inclusivity. Because, I mean, fashion is literally for everyone. There's obviously different levels and, you know, different styles, great. But being inclusive in who you're allowing to you know, be in these spaces, right? Like, there, specifically women of color do not get to enter these rooms. And I feel like it's necessary for them to be in these rooms, because then other brands would be able to reach more, I don't know how I want to say this, other brands would be able to reach a different market of people. And the fashion honestly would be better, because when you have other people in the room, they can express their creativity, their culture, their ideas. So just giving more variety in you know, different creative spaces of, you know, higher, you know, more expensive companies, I think it would be, it'd be better.
I love that idea, and I agree 100%. I think there are, you know, not just the fashion industry, but there are multiple industries across the board that probably need to really take a look at their ability to be inclusive and how much that's going to open up not only their, you know, opportunity for new markets, but also their opportunity to kind of connect with those markets in a greater depth. So, no, I agree 100%. That's outstanding. Ari, I thank you so much
for joining us. You are so welcome. I'm happy I came. I'm glad you invited me.
Definitely. We're super happy. So let us know, how is it that our viewers can go ahead and find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram, like I said. So it's Ari King Official on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. And then it's arikingofficial.com for the website if you want to purchase.
Awesome. Well, I will be sure to include those links in the show notes page.
Thank you.
We are super excited to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.